Also, I know we kind of, like, even though we're kind of very shy, I always drawn to the back of the room, but there's lots of space up front. I just want to come up and get closer to us. We won't fight, except us. Okay. Gentlemen, lots to discuss. I guess the first port of call is the Woodland Entertainment announcement. I think a lot of people in the room are interested in how that entire project has come about, the details behind it, the process involved, and also if there's any updates since that statement was released and where we are in the process.
Thanks very much, Owen. So first and foremost, thanks very much to everyone for coming out this evening. It's great to be back with our fans in person, not just in stadium, but actually events like this, and this is something we'll do more of this year. With regards to Woodbine specifically, that's been a process that's been underway for months now. Myself, Bruno Baldessaro, Mike Baldessaro, we've been on countless Zoom calls with Jim Lawson, Will Flessing, Murray Day, and the development folks over at Woodbine, and that's really a process that's pretty much 2 years in the making. I think my first contact with those guys was in March, just after I joined in the sort of December, January, and it's taken this amount of time to get where we are now. Phenomenal to get that announcement out last week. Phenomenal that Woodbine are so committed to soccer and putting a just first-class facility that the game now deserves in Canada. Very, very happy to have their partnership and their support. And even since the announcement on Wednesday, I think it was, of last week, we've been in further discussions with Populous, our sort of architect that we're working with on the project. And they have a phenomenal track record. They delivered Tottenham Hotspur's new stadium and training facility, QPR in London, the New England Revolution's training facility, the new stadium in Minnesota, in Cincinnati. So they are some of the absolute best in the world. And it will be the best facility in this league when it comes to fruition. So that has all started. We're in an incredible position now to take this club forward, not just for this group of players, but for all of the youth within the region, all of the youth within the GTA. We will have the best facility in the league. We will have the statement, the showpiece for people to come to. And it's great that our fan base will enjoy that as well.
I'm not only saying that because they're sitting immediately to my right, but ownership of any sports organization is important. You look to them for investment, you look to them to be partners that want to grow the club and everything around it. But this project has so many layers attached to it. This is a site in the GTA. It impacts so many different layers within society. In terms of the process and everything that has gone into it, it's almost like a beast with various different tentacles that you have to navigate and you have to be patient with. So even that must have been a pretty exhaustive process to go through.
Yeah, but very simply, what Mike's father, Carlo, what Michael, his brothers, Bruno, what they've achieved in their professional career, we don't get anywhere close to the table with Woodbine without that. And their commitment to the game, launching this club, really driving soccer on, it just doesn't happen without them. And so now the additional investment in facilities, and even when we look at this season immediately in our coaching staff, when we look at how we've invested in support services off-field, in strength and conditioning, in other areas, this only happens and we only go forward with the support of a phenomenally committed ownership group. And it's very, very... I feel very privileged to work with them, and I think everyone in terms of when you get seminal moments in club history, when you get announcements like last week, it's frankly because someone's there helping out and funding this, and their commitment to me, to Martin, to the staff is absolutely unwavering, and that's pretty special when you have that. I've worked on all the sports teams, and these guys are just first class and the very best.
You mentioned the appointment of the gentleman immediately to your left. It's your first time basically being in the presence of all of these fans that are most loyal supporters. In terms of that change and that transition, you probably feel that you may want to go on the record to maybe explain in a little bit more detail as to why that change occurred based on maybe how performances went last season as well.
Yeah, first of all, change is never easy. Change isn't comfortable. And if we were going to progress, I just felt when we looked and we evaluated, and although the change we made and made taking the decision to not take Jimmy's option for this season, it was something that we looked at, and it wasn't on one playoff game or anything like that. When we looked at the consistency of the season, we were actually, the results were overperforming in terms of performance. When we looked at the underlying numbers, when we looked at things like expected goals, when we looked at where we stood in terms of big chances that we allowed to opposition teams, we were in the bottom 20th percentile in the league, and that isn't sustainable. So, a difficult decision, but then it's on me to make that, and then for us to progress and move on. So we made that, and we had a pretty exhausting search process, and very, very happy with Martin and the staff that we've now assembled, and really feel that this is the right direction to take us all forward, and being a perennial playoff team, but making playoffs, we've got to go the next bit now, and I think the way the league is set up this season, with two late semi-final and then final, that also plays Martin's strengths as someone who sets a team up tactically, sets it up for matchups, looks at what we've got to do, and we want to be there in October, lifting the microwave plate.
Always end on a guy, that's very important. Hey, Martin Nash, all the way down there. As if you're on the cusp of your first season as head coach, preparations, pre-season, how's everything been going?
Yeah, I mean, it's been exciting, and things have been going well. The team's been working really hard, changing a lot of what we're doing. The guys in the back, changing the way we want to play, and how aggressive we are out of possession and trying to control and take over the game. So a lot of changes and a lot of the things we're doing. So it's taking time. It's coming along, and I think we'll be ready by next week for the start of the season.
You've got to work with a better system here in process. Mike, come. Should have gone into cabaret style. You are a coach, an individual who thinks a lot about the game. The mental side of it, and I know that you want to get these players mentally when they come away from the training session as well as physically. How important is the mental side of it in terms of this season going forward and developing these players on the mental side of it as well as what they're like as footballers?
Yeah, it's really important. You know, you have great footballers to be able to play in the moment, but if they can't deal with the pressures and the other things mentally, it's going to be tough. So, mental side of the game is big. These guys are working really hard at training. We're pushing them to extreme fatigue in a lot of cases to really push that mental side, see if they can make decisions under pressure when they're tired. So far, it's been going well. It's a work in progress, but we're getting better, I think, and getting more organized, more on the same page. And, it's
going to
take some time, but it's
going to
be really good, and it's
going to walk really quickly. We have been quite recently about the CPL games themselves. They can be quite chaotic, they can be quite intense and frenetic in places. So, for our fans this season, is that something that you want to transition to, where there's a little bit more control in games and you pick your moments to attack and find those best opportunities?
Yeah, definitely. I think there. I just see Bill Tepper that game to do that chaotic, and your team that can't really control that chaos. You know, lose leads or give away games that you should have won. So, you know, trying to get that mindset that the game's getting chaotic. Can we put our foot on the ball? Can we keep possession? Can we control the tempo of the game and take the heat out of the game? It's something you can work on. Where you can't be a team that just transitions, because in that case, you'll just give away a lot of chances. So, trying to be organized and controlled, picking the right moment to attack, and picking the right moments to keep possession and control the tempo of the game when it needs to be. So, they've come a long way in that, but they're getting better every day. We're training our habits and trying to get them better in those moments of transition when they have to make those decisions, when to go and when to keep it. It's one of the most important parts of the game, especially in this league.
It's really important for me to recognize this moment for Canadian soccer. Just for you first, what's it been like to see this trajectory take place right in front of you over the last couple of years, be at a CPL level, but also above that with the national teams? Because you're based in New York. What are those conversations like revolving around Canada suddenly being this dominant, unstoppable juggernaut?
So, it's been interesting, mainly because I look back on it when I was working out of MLS HQ and being around the various folks of Major League Soccer, when the US had gone into World Cups and things there. It's a very different thing. And it's a very different feeling because the US sort of, they were quite happy to get to a World Cup, and that was great, and it was, let's put the stars and stripes on everything, and away we go. This has been a much more measured rise with Canadian soccer, and when you look at the national team's performances, I mean, there's a game tonight, and if that game goes the way that we hope it will happen, their move up the FIFA rankings is just something like magnificent in the last 24 months. You look at what they've done and how they've made the most with actually very little. They've done fantastically well, but actually the men's program, and we were speaking about this earlier, the men's program's been lifted by the success of the women's program. The women's team winning gold is a phenomenal jumpstart to the back end of last year. And you look at how fast and furious sort of those qualifying games were. I remember being back at BMO in September and I won a draw. And it was, hang on, is this the moment that sort of the air comes out of it? Are we going to keep the momentum up? And then you've got teams going to the States and performing. You've got a team going into Mexico and performing and really, really finding new levels. It's been incredible to see. And then when you, again, have a very privileged seat around the ownership table at CPL level and Board of Governors meetings, and you actually look at the strategy that underpins this so that it's not just now, but it's 2026. And look at some of the things from the very beginning of this league in how rosters are constructed with a focus on minutes for under 21 players, how that has increased in sort of last season, and then it will increase again further this year. Like, the CPL is really putting in foundations in place for 2026 and beyond, because there is competitive football for young Canadians and a focus on that. And I genuinely believe that on our roster, on other rosters throughout the CPL, you're going to see the kids that take the field for Canada in their home country in 2026 in our competition. So the ability for people to say, I remember when I saw X make their debut, and that for us it could be Lowell playing Story in the Bubble and being the youngest in the league to score a goal. These kind of moments are sort of our own Canadian heritage moments and things like that that we're starting within the CPL. And it's only going to accelerate. There's a big game this evening. There's obviously the draw in Doha later in the week. But it's just going to be a fantastic year. And then you loop into things on the back of that. Women's World Cup. women defending the Olympic title and that gold medal. There's a lot of things to come over the next 4 or 5 years for Canadian soccer, and it's a very, very privileged place I have, and don't take it for granted, just seeing how special it all is.
So many things come up for Canadian soccer itself. Would be great if someone went and built a stadium. So we commented all of that.
Oh, wait
a second. Mr. Nash, you know a thing or two about representing your country. Okay. You want a little bit of silverware. What's it been like for you watching this team? And what is it about them? Because one thing I wanted to touch on with you was individual talent and how they fit into group settings. So you take your Alfonso Davies and Jonathan Davis, but it's the amount you make in that pool. How have you seen it through your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, it's been very exciting to watch. I mean, a lot of individual talent, as you say, but I think the biggest thing is that they play as a team. They work for each other. Every man works as hard as the next. It's incredible to see a team when you can tell they're so cohesive and they're all on the same page, all working for the same goal. From player 1 to 24 in the squad, they're all looking at the same goal and really looking at them together. It's amazing to see, but they're the type of team that can win in multiple ways. They can sit back and win in transition because they're so athletic. They can control the tempo of the game. They can press you and put you under pressure and win games that way. So they're a multifaceted team and have a ton of talent. I think the culture within that group is amazing right now. It's great to see being a former player that the national team is where I always envisioned it going. It's taken a lot of time to get there, but it's amazing seeing it. It's a fun team to watch. I think that's the great thing. I'm a big fan. I'm really excited, looking forward to the World Cup because I don't think they're just going to be there. They're going to compete, and I think they definitely have a chance to get out of the group. But I want to wait and see. I don't want to get too far ahead and put pressure on them, but. They've
had an amazing couple of
years, and they deserve everything that they get
right
now, and look forward to how they do
the World Cup. In terms of what Gus was talking about and how the CBL plays into this, I think back to your own career and all of those people around you at that same time. What does this mean in terms of the aspirational qualities that these guys, our guys, other teams' guys have? How much of a fundamental or crucial part is the CPL as a part of that plan?
Yeah, the CPL plays a massive role. And in my day, you want to have a career, you have to leave Canada and try your luck somewhere else. And I played with a bunch of talented players that never really made it. They didn't get into the right situation or went on trial and never got a contract. So CPL gives the players a chance to play their craft. And it gives a lot of players that start with so many players in this room that wouldn't even have this opportunity if they were in my era. They wouldn't have an opportunity for a professional career. So it's providing that opportunity for so many Canadians across the country. There's roughly 140 Canadians getting a chance to play at a professional level and trying to, and at the end of the day, it helps the national team. But those players coming with the national team have been the very top ones. It's just a great place for them to apply their craft and try to move up their record as levels of their career and hopefully get to the national team. I think that's what the end goal of any player is, to play the national team and the World Cup. So the opportunities are there now for them where they weren't many years ago. So it's great to see them. I think the CPL is a very crucial foundation for them to talk about.
I think it's probably a question. Maybe I'm coming ahead for any fans that want to ask a question in a few minutes. In the announcement about Woodbine, there was a reference to the women's game and how this contributes to the women's game and growth of it at a world level within Canada. I think all of us in this room all feel the same way about that, but again, I want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, it probably comes as no surprise that the future of the women's game in Canada comes up in public business meetings and CPL, CSV, and again, there are 3 Canadian teams that play in Major League Soccer, but we formed the CPL, so Canada had a Tier 1 professional league of its own. division for women's game is the exact same. Canada should have its own tier one professional league of its own and not play in a US sanctioned competition. I think CONCACAF would support that very strongly. They are looking at their setup and what continental competition for the women's game would look like. There's some phenomenal stuff being done in the States at an NWSL level, but also now at a USL level as well. And their commitment to the women's game is absolutely fantastic. I think we're just looking, and as we have done with the CPL, it's about making it sustainable. So if you do this, you get one shot at it. The Canadian League, we're very, very lucky to have got a second go round of the CPL, and we are where we are through a horrific pandemic, and yes, it's horrific and everything when you look at it financially, but like everyone else, habits and bringing people back into stadiums and into stands. People's habits in sports market, in ticket buying, and everything have changed forever. People are looking at different alternatives in ticketing to standard season tickets. That's why we introduced flex ticketing and sort of flex passes, which is more like your Tim's or Starbucks prepaid card and things like that this year. So the women's game as well, and our commitment to that as a CPL board. We want to do the right thing. We want to do something that's meaningful, sustainable, and we want to do something that delivers exactly what we have for male players across the country. And as Martin said, an opportunity that's not existing, an opportunity that is going to be here and is going to further the women's game in Canada. And if you look at where that is right now, it's absolutely at the top echelons of the game. Being top 10 ranked for the best part of the decade, top 5 ranked for the best part of the last 3 or 4 years, and then the reigning Olympic gold medal champions. So to get that right and put the correct performance structure in place is critical. It's not a case of like, okay, away you go, this is no brainer. It's producing the right plan that links in with League One Ontario, that links in with the new creative League One BC, PLSQ, all of that. It's about creating a unified game across the country that is a performance pyramid that furthers the future of the industry. So that's not quite as easy as yes, here we go, but it's something that we're very committed to at CPL CSB 4 level, and I think that is going to be something else that's going to drive the game further forward in Canada. I think people can't underestimate the commercial power of the women's game and what that will bring us when we're competing with corporate Canada and their dollars in hockey and the CFL and in other sports. The women's game has an incredibly important role in that and shouldn't and isn't being minimised around the table of owners at CPL. It's about getting it correct.
Before we turn it over to some fan questions, Martin Hatch, how excited are you for next Thursday, 7:30 p.m. at your opening stage? 7:25, how will you be doing?
I'll be really excited, especially how these guys are working and what they're going to bring us on Thursday night when they come out. I know they're going to give 100% effort because they've been doing it every week in training. Yeah, it'll be an incredibly exciting time. Looking forward to the great season ahead.